Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton's top local story. Young teenagers were among those waiting in line bright and early this morning, rolling up their sleeves and getting their COVID-19 vaccination shot. On this, the first day, the kids 12 to 15 are eligible.
Some parents were able to sneak their kids in for shots last night, but others jumped in the car today with their children to roll over and get them the Pfizer vaccine. One mom was thrilled that this day had finally come. She was here with her 15-year-old.
I'm very excited. I've waited a really long time for this day. I'm fully confident in the vaccine.
And her daughter, she's on board. She believes it's the right move.
It'll protect me. I'm completely confident in how it works.
In fact, Dr. Danielle Fisher at Providence St. John's Health Center tells KNX the vaccine is safe and effective based on a Pfizer study of 12 to 15-year-olds.
They had 100% efficacy against coronavirus disease.
And she says the side effects have been very mild. In Northridge, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The head of the American Federation of Teachers said today that by this fall, there is no doubt schools must be open in person 5 days a week. But so far, the Los Angeles Teachers Union is silent.
Parents in the nation's second largest school district, that's LAUSD, are waiting and wondering what school will look like when the new academic year starts in August.
Right now, we have not heard anything like this from UTLA. And many parents are very worried that schools are not going to fully reopen in the fall.
Jenny Hans is with the parent advocacy group Speak Up. She says it's positive that a national teachers union leader is talking, but that doesn't necessarily impact local unions or the contract that they will agree to.
The reality is we should be fully reopening 5 days a week right now.
Hans points out that LA County's COVID rates are down, vaccinations up, and yet most students are not back on campus. Only 7% of high school students and 12% of middle school students have returned to Zoom in a room on campus. Campus in the LA school district. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
KNX has reached out to the LA Teachers Union for comment. We have not heard back as of yet. The city of LA has spent close to $1 billion responding to COVID-19. The city controller, Ron Galperin, releasing updated figures on the money spent on programs, supplies, homeless housing, rental assistance, virus testing, vaccines, and more. Galperin says he wants residents of the city to see how the city has spent taxpayer money to ensure public accountability. By this time next week, Orange County will likely be opening bars and increasing indoor capacity at their gyms and theaters. Still, local leaders in the OC are being told they dropped the ball a lot since February of last year.
Early in the coronavirus crisis, did government leaders in the OC downplay its seriousness? That is the conclusion in a review by the Orange County Grand Jury, and the report has a lot of criticisms. Says that the county's health agency was plagued by execution errors and lacked a useful stockpile of PPE. The Orange County CEO, Frank Kim, in a statement to KNX, says that he is aware of the report, will formally defend the county. Virus positivity rate continues to plummet if it's a trend that is not interrupted. The county, roughly a week away from moving from orange to yellow, the less restrictive tier. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Governor Newsom says the series of plans he's revealing this week for tens of billions of dollars in public spending in California will help bring the state's economy roaring back. He spoke today at a virtual event held by the California Chamber of Commerce.
We talk about roaring back, it means we got to step up our game across the spectrum. That's what this proposal is all about. And by the way, for all the haters out there, with all due respect, 99 IPOs, eat your heart out, 99 IPOs year to date, 99 dominated yet again in venture capital, more than New York, more than Texas, more than Massachusetts, combined by double.
The governor also revealed that he's proposing nearly $100 million in his budget plan to expand the successful marketing campaigns by Visit California to help support the hospitality and tourism industry.
This is terrific news for mom and pop business owners across the state who have been hanging on for dear life this past year.
That's John Kabatek. He is the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business. He tells KNX this money will help get small businesses back on their feet.
We appreciate the governor and our leaders taking this big step. We hope that they'll continue to look at other things like liability reform.
Kabatek says liability reform connected to the pandemic would help prevent people from ruining small businesses through frivolous lawsuits. The BB or pellet gun attacks on Southern California freeways continues, now expanding to the Carson and Downey areas. More than a dozen cars have been hit over the past 2 weeks, and the search is on for whoever is responsible.
It could be just somebody randomly shooting and then just happen to hit whichever car happens to be on the other end of that projectile.
The latest attack was Tuesday on the 91 freeway in Riverside, where a driver's window was shattered. A tour bus driver says three of his windows were shot out in Bellflower. The CHP tells CBS2 drivers need to be vigilant.
Unfortunately, this whole thing is evolving around the element of surprise. The only thing I can say is please be aware of your surroundings.
Officials say they're looking at Caltrans traffic cameras now that line most of the 91 freeway, trying to stop the shooter before someone gets hurt.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.